The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Can we still say that in deep blue Colorado? I think we can. Gorgeous day ahead. 6:05 already. Can you believe we're back to a Saturday? Thank goodness these midterms are all gone. Welcome to our show. I'm Randy Corcoran, your pumped up purveyor of passionate, principled patriotism right here on Denver's only live, local, conservative call-in show. Whippersnapper's behind the glass. He awaits your call. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Emails are already coming in this morning. You can get there at 710knus.com. Find shows. Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Email the show. That's all you need. And then the text line. We usually get our basement-dwelling liberal angry texts first thing, so send me a happy text this morning by using the 710KNUS app and go to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, text to that show. We'll read them, I promise. And if you're a lady, we're going to get back into stuffing the Wake Up with Randy Corcoran binder full of women. Kind of slipped out of that exercise during the last couple of weeks before the midterms, but all week long while I've been going to different places, meeting with different people, hearing all of the assessments of the midterm debacle here in Colorado, I've had people coming up and saying, man, can't wait till Saturday, can't wait to hear what you think about all this. And some of those have been ladies, and they've all said, yeah, I want to be in the binder. So if you send me an email or a text, make sure you send me your name. If you're a female, let me know if it's okay to put you into the binder. And remember this, if you send me an email and you want a response, I try to respond to every email, but you have to put your email address somewhere in the body of your email because it gets scrambled somehow coming to me through the system, and I don't get your return address. Man, there's so much to talk about, and it was really interesting this week, too. I'd have people text me and say, did you hear what they said about you on the other show? And I'm like, what? And so I went back and played around, and I really, really liked this one. I think this was from caller. Was it Andy? No, it was caller Tom on Peter Boyle's show earlier this week.
Well, I'll be interested to see what Randy has to say Saturday.
Yeah, you're darn right you will. And there were all kinds of calls throughout the week on the station, apparently, and we've downloaded a couple of them talking about how the Tea Party's taken us too far to the right, and that establishment guy, Randy, doesn't understand. These people aren't going to learn, et cetera, et cetera. I cannot wait to rip into all of that with you. 303-696-1971. Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks away, and you know it because the first Christmas tree. Ooh, can we say that? Christmas tree? Whippersnapper, is that okay? Can you still say Christmas? Now in ever-blooming Colorado. Christmas tree lot, holiday tree lot, there you go, is going in right by my house. So you know that the holidays are upon us before the new all-blue state legislature takes over in January here in my beautiful home state of Colorado. Right now, California's on fire, Colorado is blue, the president is on fire and winning. And here's what you're going to hear. day after day, week after week, between now and the next round of elections, the presidential coming up in 2020. Oh, those Republicans, they've got to distance themselves from the president. They've got to moderate their tone. They've got to figure out a way to bridge the gap. Don't talk about morality. You're not the morality police. Don't push it. Learn to get along. And I got to tell you, there is nothing that is farther from the truth. Nothing that is farther from the truth. I mean, just imagine, I got in here and it occurred to me, what if I had been Walker Stapleton? How would you have opened up your, when you had a minute and a half to give your opening statement at these debates that were stacked against you from the start, where the media created these narratives, where they even set up the camera shots and the angles to make you look different, and it's just so much inattention, unattention, lack of attention to the details. So this took, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes maybe to scribble this down, handwritten, what I might have said had I been Walker Stapleton opening up one of these debates. What do you think? I'm Walker Stapleton. I've been managing your money in this state for the last 8 years. You haven't heard much about me because, well, I've done it well. I want to be your governor to fix the damn roads, to pay good teachers well, those that earn it, and to protect your rights to defend you and your family, to express yourself in public, and to keep your own money. Now, there's some in my own party who say, I'm a Bush because I'm related to two former presidents. No, I'm Walker Stapleton, and I love my family just as we all should. But I can learn, and I have learned, from what these former presidents did wrong and what they did right. The media, Sean Boyd, Kyle Clark, the Democrats, hard to tell the difference, say I'm tied to the KKK because of my grandfather. Shame on them. I'm not my grandfather. And he was a Democrat. My opponent wants to raise your taxes and spend your money on his vision for Colorado. I'm sure Congressman Polis and his husband love their adopted son just as my wife and I adore our three children. But we have a different vision for Colorado, and I look forward to telling you mine. What could that have turned into? What kind of a Walker Stapleton might that have been if he'd have come out of every gate swinging, identifying his opponent? I mentioned at the end there, Congressman Polis and his husband love their adopted son just as my wife and I adore our three children. I've had dozens of people, literally dozens of people just this week tell me, well, I didn't know Jared Polis was gay. Now, I don't think someone should not be electable to the governorship because they're homosexual. But why didn't you know it? This is a blood sport. This is politics. And there are no good jobs, good tries, way to go. Guys, you gave it your all. There is either winning and being in power or losing. Now, the way I wrote that opening statement for Walker Stapleton, I wasn't casting aspersions on someone who is gay. I was simply drawing that line. Did you notice? And oh, now I can see it now. Gay basher on the radio wanted to stop Polis because he's homosexual. Listen, you don't think this was important for people to know? If it wasn't important, then why didn't the Denver Post ever talk about it? Or ever? Why didn't Jared Polis ever show up in public during this campaign with his husband or his baby boy? Why not? Because they knew that it would influence votes. As it should. Every facet of your life, of your how you have established or set up your life is an indicator of how you're going to govern. And there are people, for religious reasons or because they're bigots or for whatever the reason, who would have liked to have had that information before they cast their vote for Jared Polis. Now, the Denver Post wouldn't touch it before the election. Now that Jared Polis will be the next governor of the state, it's all over the front page. How do we address the first man? The first, they're so proud that it's the first openly homosexual governor in the history of the United States of America. Great. I celebrated the first black president, even though I knew he was going to be a disaster for the country. And I don't dislike or put down Jared Polis because of who he is or how he is choosing his life, but people were entitled to know. And Walker Stapleton never even brought it up. It doesn't have to be gay bashing. It can be, listen, read the blueprint. The blueprint for how Jared Polis and Pat Stryker and another gay multi-millionaire, with the express purpose of implementing, defending, celebrating, and shoving down the throat, perhaps, of those who might oppose it, their gay lifestyle and their gay agenda. That's how they came together over a decade ago and put this blueprint together. That's how they did it. So, should that not have been an issue in this campaign? Not to insult, not to take down. I don't believe that someone chooses the gay lifestyle. As a heterosexual man who was molested by a man as a child, I wasn't damaged. I didn't all of a sudden think that I'm going to be gay or have questions about my own sexuality. As an adult, I believe I was inappropriately touched by someone who was trying to help me heal an injury. Back in my martial arts days, highly recommended. I am certain what he did was a molestation. I wasn't certain at the time. I remember a good friend of mine, still a friend, although it's been a long time since I saw him, who came on to me. And I still like him because when I said, no, you either got the wrong message or you got the wrong idea, he just backed away. He went on about his business. And I didn't even realize he was a gay man until that happened that day. Didn't change my impression of him. I feel sorry for people who have to fight their way to express who and what they are. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about the fact that, for me, marriage was a holy sacrament between one man and one woman. I supported when gay legislation was passed to make sure that the partners of gay men and women could inherit, could visit their loved one in the hospital, could do all those kinds of things. When I heard about that legislation, I was for it until I saw what happened in New Jersey. Because as soon as New Jersey passed that legislation, and that was all they were saying, look, we don't want to take over marriage. We understand that for the religious right and for so many others that it's a holy thing. It's a different thing. We just want equal rights. We all want equal rights for everybody. But as soon as they got passed that legislation in New Jersey, they immediately sued and said, wait a minute, we have all the rights of married people, but we can't call ourselves married people. And so, bam, that was the beginning of gay marriage. Great, it's done. America, that's where we are. We can still have disagreements about that. But it was a factor that could have been in this election. Not as a criticism, but Your view of the world does not align with my view of the world, and I don't want you as my governor. You can't talk about the fact that the people who came together and used their millions and millions of dollars to buy this election. Did you know Jared Polis paid $1 million for his first elected office on a school board? Yeah. And he bought this election too. What was the final number? $21, $22 million that were poured into this election? And now I've got to listen for the next 2 weeks or the next month or the next whatever about how people on my side of the political spectrum who want nothing more than you and your government to get out of my life, let me keep as much of my money as I can. I need to quiet down. I need to tone it down. That's what you're going to hear. Here's what I heard when I went back and listened. From the Peter Boyle Show on the Wednesday after the election this week.
When does Wayne Williams get beat? I mean, I can't get over that.
Well, I'll be interested to see what Randy has to say Saturday.
Well, he's no harbinger of the truth. You know, and I love Randy. We're very, very close. But Randy is one of those guys that can't see it either.
What are you talking about?
I hope he sees it now.
Well,
listen.
I hope I see what? What do you think I don't see? 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Ted Trimpa has been on with Chuck and Julie a lot. Another homosexual activist. Smart. One of the most successful political activists maybe ever in the state. And here's what he said. This was probably 8 years ago, maybe more. And this is right out of the blueprint. If you have not read it, you better. Yet for all his pragmatism, Trimpa was never afraid to play hardball. Called Colorado's answer to Karl Rove by The Atlantic, Trimpa believes that to win, you need to go negative. You have to create an environment of fear and respect. The only way to do that is to get aggressive and go out and actually beat them up politically. Sitting there crying and whining about it isn't going to get us equality. What is going to get us equality is fighting for it. Amen, Mr. Trimpa. Trimpa. Oh, if his name was Trump, he'd probably be changing that, or Trimpa. Anyway, so much to talk about. 303-696-1971. It's 621. I'm Randy Corporan. We'll get to your emails, especially the very first email of the day. So nice from Henry. Veterans Day just around the corner. And I have the distinct pleasure of being with you on Veterans Day. I'll be filling in for Peter Boyles as well. So we'll get to some calls, some emails, and more on reflections on the bluing of our beautiful, my home state, my original state, my native state, Colorado. Is it gone forever? I think not. 303-696-1971. I'm Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS.
Money, the economy, and business don't have to be scary or boring. Hi, I'm Jill Schlesinger, and my goal is to provide insights and actionable information so you can take control of your financial life. Join me for my radio program, Jill on Money, where we tackle complex, sometimes uncomfortable, even controversial, financial and investing issues, all without the jargon. I'm here to demystify money, one listener at a time.
Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger, Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on News Talk 710 KNUS.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Today, claiming your Social Security benefits is complicated and confusing. Your decision could impact more than just your benefits. It could trigger an avalanche of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit your spousal benefits. Ultimately, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But you can avoid this with a customized Social Security analysis from Wally Smith of Ridgegate Financial. Wally's a financial planner and a fiduciary right here in Denver. This free analysis is the one thing that could help you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your free analysis now at 720-513-4319. 720-513-4319. 720-513-4319. Ridgegate Financial is a registered investment advisory firm.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-9519. That's 1-800-600-9519. 1-800-600-9519.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles, and I've been telling you for years, the freshest seafood in town, the Fresh Fish Company at Tiffany Plaza. My good friend Karen Parker is the owner of the Fresh Fish Company. Karen, of course, raises lots of funds and awareness, some great causes for us this last year. But as you know, when it comes to seafood, my three favorite words are delivered fresh daily.
We always love working with you and having you dine with us, Pete, but fresh is in our name for a reason. Fresh quality seafood is our specialty. We feature mesquite wood grilling and offer Denver's largest seafood selection. We serve over 20 varieties of fresh fish and shellfish and mouth-watering prime rib and steaks. Our specialties include live Maine lobsters, king crab legs, and calamari.
The Fresh Fish Company is the place I bring my family and my friends special celebrations. Also, my favorite places for lunch. Karen, what's the best way to make a reservation?
We're accepting reservations now at thefreshfishco.com, or you can call us at 303-740-9556.
So come enjoy seafood delivered fresh daily at one of my favorite places, the Fresh Fish Company.
You could be just steps away from a life-changing path. Take that first step and listen to Faith Walk Today at 6 a.m. every Sunday, right here on 710 KNUS. Dr. Calvin Whitman, senior pastor at Applewood Baptist Church in Wheat Ridge, shares wisdom and insight each week to inspire and encourage you. We all need as many positive and uplifting voices in our lives as we can get. So tune in to Faith Walk Today with Dr. Calvin Whitman of Applewood Baptist Church every Sunday morning at 6 on 710 KNUS.
Hi, it's Stephen Tubbs. I invite you to join us here on 710 KNUS for the American Veteran Show. We profile veteran and active duty events, bring you amazing stories, current events, and we show our appreciation to those who wore or wear the uniform. Hear past episodes at AmericanVeteranShow.com.
The American Veteran Show with Stephen Tubbs, Sundays at noon on News Talk 710 KNUS. Go to 710knus.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710knus on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yeah, how about that? 6:28, beautiful Saturday morning. Sunrise is unbelievable. I just tweeted out a picture of it. So if you are not on social media and you're lamenting the loss of almost any conservative values or values candidates. We'll talk to a winner later on in the show. But if you're lamenting all of that, then get involved on social media. That's where the action is. Follow me on Twitter at Randy Corcoran. Send me a friend request to my personal page, Randy Corcoran, on Facebook, and go to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran and give us a like. That's how we connect. That's how we get the word out when there are events, ideas, that sort of thing. So very important to do all that. Or if you just want to see a beautiful, it's changing fast, really purple now. It's bright orange when I took the picture. So gorgeous. Phones are lighting up around here, 303-696-1971. We'll get to the calls in just a second. I did promise to read. I want to start the show with Henry's email. This is just so beautiful. Randy, listen to you every Saturday morning. Just want to wish all veterans a happy Veterans Day and to thank them for all their service to this great country. That's from Henry. P.S. This is me today. And when I was drafted in 1969 at 19 years old, a few months before being sent to Vietnam. Wow. Man, Henry, what a story you must have. Thank you for your service. I'm so glad you came back alive. Very, very grateful for you to be listening to the show. One more email real quick. Randy, this is from Bruce. Randy, your show is so good and relevant. I did my grocery shopping at 5 a.m. this morning at Walmart. Back home now listening to the show. And that is Bruce in New Mexico. So, man, does it feel good when we get people reaching out from all over the country. We've had New York, Washington, Missouri, very red Missouri, by the way, now. Yeah, it's really, really cool. You can listen on the 710 CAN-US app anywhere. That applies to you, too, Bruce. You didn't have to go shopping at 5. You could have just set up your smartphone with your headphones and listen to the show while you wandered around the store. But, man, it's really nice of you to do that. Really, really do appreciate it. I'm already getting requests to reread my Walker Stapleton opening debate statement. I'll do that for sure. Somebody got in on the tail end of it. It's not very long, just about a minute. But let's get to our first caller of the day and welcome in Joe on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you, Randy. We have been going on Veterans Day, but what I called for is I was driving home last night, driving south on 25 and looking at downtown. I said, well, it's really pretty. It's lit up nice. And all of a sudden it hit me. I don't think I've ever seen Mile High, and maybe I've just never noticed it. Maybe some of your callers will know what's going on. But they had blue lights lighting up under the stands. So they had a blue cast to them. And downtown, the buildings had blue lights on them. Are they telling you something? Is this what the politics has turned to? They're showing you that the city's blue, or is it? Am I just in a bad mood?
Well, you may be a little more sensitive to the new blue here in Colorado. We're going to see a lot of it over the next couple of years, that's for sure.
I've never seen them light up Mile High. Maybe I've never noticed. Maybe that's a better way to put it, that the lights underneath the stands were blue. It's just glowing blue. And as I look toward downtown, very pretty, but so many of the buildings are lit up in blue. And it's fine. It's a nice color. But, I mean, was that a political statement? What's going on?
Yeah.
I was wondering if anybody knows. Have you ever noticed Mile High with the lights underneath it lighting up, like underneath the seats, just like a blue glow to the whole thing? Maybe they do it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to notice it next time. It's not something I noticed before, but I can sure see why you noticed it now.
Veterans Day, certainly it's going to be a bad day, I believe. There's going to be some snow out there. But everyone should recognize it. In Littleton, we're going to have a ceremony at 11 o'clock at the Littleton World War II Memorial, and certainly we have one at Fort Logan. We don't have an alternate site, so if there's a lot of snow out there, we just will not offer it. But any veteran who would like to be recognized can certainly come out to the Littleton World War II Memorial on Gallup, and we'll play your service song and honor your service.
So, wow, what time's that all going on?
11, Randy.
11,
11, 11 o'clock. 11th
hour, 11th day, 11th spot. Great. Hey, Joe, I hope you'll call back on Monday when I'm filling in for the Peter Boyle Show and and invite folks again so we get the word out to as many vets as we can.
Yeah, well, Monday's the 12th, so we'll be done on Sunday.
Oh, you're
so
doing
I'm
it go Sunday.
Down tomorrow.
Got it.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm going down tomorrow.
Okay, very
I
good.
I could say this. I went out to Powderhorn School. They had a veterans program. What a one! Those kids were amazing, and what a program they put on there. It was just very rewarding to be a veteran and go out there. And they sang, and they had all the veterans on a stage. They did a wonderful job.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for the call this morning, Joe.
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Bye.
All right, 634-303-696-1971. 303-696-1971 is the number. For folks who joined the show late, I will reread my opening statement for Walker Stapleton in the battle that never really was. There was just nothing about the campaign, which I think affected all the down-ticket races. But there was nothing about this campaign that had the feeling of, I'm going to take it to you. I am going to act. How about this guy?
Mike Kaufman. Too bad, Mike.
Yeah, we've got some of the Trump sound and the Trump taking on Jim Acosta in the White House. Listen, you're going to hear a lot over the next many weeks and months from all of the establishment folks and the moderate folks, and they're all going to say, you know, you've got to back away from this hard line. This Trumpism is it's so vicious. It's so mean. We've got to figure out a way to get along. That's not how the Democrats are playing this thing. It's not how they're playing it at all. Ted Trimpa, the guy who was really the architect of the machinery that allowed Republicans to get their clocks cleaned a decade ago, said the only way to win these elections. This, again, is Colorado's answer to Karl Rove. He's been all over the Chuck and Julie show the last couple of weeks. Really smart, really interesting guy. I don't really understand why. Why did the Democrats allow the blueprint to be written? Why did they want to share all of this inside information? Book came out, I think, in 2010 after repeated Democrat takedowns of Republicans in a state that had had Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate. But they were willing to open themselves up in this amazing book, which if you haven't read and you want to get on board for reclaiming the state legislature in 2 years, you better read it now, because the call is going to be going out for people to get on board with a plan. This is not because our ideas are bad or are wrong, or we need to distance ourselves from perhaps the most successful president in our lifetime who understands Alinsky and the rules for radicals and the battle that we're in, and believes, just like Trimpa does, that you have to create an environment of fear and respect. The only way to do that is to get aggressive and go out and actually beat them up politically. Sitting there crying and whining about it isn't going to get us equality. What's going to get us equality is fighting for it. The equality he was talking about was the gay agenda. Equality for homosexuals. And of course, there should be equality for everybody. But it's him and Jared Polis who bought his first race, $1 million, to get on the Colorado Board of Education, who funneled $20+ million of his own money, not only to win his race, but to have Democrats win their races. These guys, and I've got all kinds of pieces from the blueprint. I reread it. I'm not quite done, but I started it again this week. Been years since I'd read through it. And every page, you just gasp and go, my God, that's exactly what they did. And look at how well it worked. And the Republicans never picked it up. You can point your fingers at good people like Jeff Hayes and those in the Republican Party who continue to do things the same old way, who step into these structures and this donor class and all of it. You can criticize that all you want. The Democrats realized over a decade ago that the parties couldn't do anything anymore because of the campaign finance limits. The campaign finance limits came in, $400 for a statewide campaign, for a legislative seat. Was it $1,000, $1,100 for statewide office like Walker Stapleton's? Those are small limits. You can't raise the kind of money to have targeted get-out-the-vote efforts, targeted mailers, targeted this and targeted that. You can't raise that kind of money on these small donations. So the Democrats, over a decade ago, realized we have to get around, go through, over, around, and set up our system outside of the Democrat Party, and that's exactly what they've done. Taking advantage of the 527 the 527 organization laws, where you can put unlimited money into an organization. It can't coordinate with a campaign. It can't coordinate with a candidate, but it can be out there touting the issues, and then the candidates tie themselves to those issues. And all of a sudden, a mailer or a robocall or a knock on the door paid for by one of these entities is the same as a promotion for that candidate. It's so simple, but it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money. And we have never had that rich group of donors who want to come in and say, look, Colorado will look better under Republican leadership than it does under the blue wave that we're about to suffer through for the next 2 years. These guys decided when they set up their committees and their groups, we're not going to fight over the issues. We're going to fight. We're going to find out what issues can get votes for our Democrats, and we're going to work on electing Democrats, period. All right, I'm told we've got to take a break. We've got callers on the line, 303-696-1971. When we come back, I will read my very short opening statement, what I would have liked to have seen Walker Stapleton come out and do and say, and that triggered the very first text, the very first texter of the morning, another basement dweller, it appears. Wow, Randy, just wow. This is how you're going to frame that wax-faced automaton's loss? Talking about Walker Stapleton. I guess if you felt this way all along, you should have shouted it from your KNUS soapbox every chance you had. The fact was, no one but you cared. So, Brockler is straight. How do you explain that? LOL. I'll explain what I think he means, since he doesn't have the guts to call in and talk about it, when we come back on the other side. So I hope you'll stay with us. There's a line open at 303-696-1971. I'll tell you about who's coming up in the hours ahead as well. I'm Randy Corporan, 710. It's KNUS.
CBS News Updates. Fast moving flames, choking smoke.
It's just scary. I don't know. It's been 24 hours of hell in the Ventura County area.
He's in Malibu, where flames are devouring homes. CBS News correspondent Jamie Ukas is there.
The reason it spread so quickly is you had gusts of wind up to 40 or 50 miles per hour at some point, and they were unrelenting winds, and they were very erratic. We'd watch as one side of the roadway had fire, and then it would turn to the other side of the roadway.
In nearby Bell Canyon, KCBS-TV reporter Jeff Wynn.
This is not an urban neighborhood, which means you don't have a number of fire hydrants on every corner. Water has to be trucked in, so these guys can't just blast this with water. They have to be very judicious about what they are doing.
Northern California, the fire that's left at least 9 people dead, completely burning the historic town of Paradise to the ground. CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at Varidesk.com/radio. That's Varidesk.com/radio.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Phone lines are on fire. We're going to get to all of your calls before the break. Ted Harvey from the Committee to Defend President Trump, a true Colorado Republican insider, will join the show at 7 o'clock. We'll address some of the myths and rumors out there about, oh gosh, it goes all the way back to the Colorado delegation, to the Republican National Committee, and the Tea Party dragging the Republican Party too far to the right. I've got some interesting clips that we'll play for Ted as we talk about that as well. Before we jump back to the phones, I do want to read in full my Walker Stapleton opening statement. It's only about a minute long, so sit tight for those of you who missed it. What if Walker Stapleton would have started out his debates like this? I'm Walker Stapleton. I've been managing your money in this state for the last 8 years. You haven't heard much about me because I've done it well. I want to be your governor to fix the damn roads, to pay good teachers well, those that earn it, and to protect your rights to defend you and your family, to express yourself, and to keep your own money. Some in my own party say I'm a Bush because I'm related to two former presidents. I'm Walker Stapleton, and I love my family as we all should, and I learn from what these former presidents did wrong and what they did right. Now, the media, Sean Boyd, Kyle Clark, the Democrats, kind of hard to tell the difference, say I'm tied to the KKK because of my grandfather. Shame on them. I'm not my grandfather, and he was a Democrat. My opponent wants to raise your taxes and spend your money on his vision for Colorado. I'm sure Congressman Polis and his husband love their adopted son just as my wife and I adore our three children. But we have a different vision for Colorado, and I look forward to telling you mine. Man, it would have been game on. All of the attacks, he's a gay basher, he's calling him out. All the things that the Denver Post and the Polis campaign and the Democrats kept from you until after this election. Now it's on the front page. What do we call the first man? All of those were issues that could have, should have been fodder for the battleground, the war that each and every campaign has to be if you're going to be successful. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll start with Rick in Centennial. Rick, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Just listening to talk about the plan.
The blueprint.
The blueprint, yeah. I have a little interesting story. My wife and I were having dinner at the sushi den, like 2003, 2004. We're sitting at the sushi bar, and this guy's dressed, you know, moderately but well-dressed, and he's got his own private bottle of sake behind the bar. And he's sitting next to me. My wife's on the other side. I strike up a conversation with him. Turns out his name is, I think it's Rhett Bridges.
Rhett.
First
name is Rhett.
Bighorn. I think it was Bighorn Political Action Institute or whatever was his organization. It's defunct now. But we just struck up a conversation because we're coming up to the 2004 presidential reelection. And talking about how, and I wonder if Soros got it from them about changing local politics. And you mentioned Stryker, whatever her name is, the heiress,
Pat Stryker,
and that they were gonna change Colorado.
Yeah.
And I told everybody that I could talk to. I called it to talk show hosts. I'm a precinct leader. I talked to people at the local party. Anyone I could. People just looked at you with blank stares, and I still don't think they get it.
You're absolutely right, man. I went to some of these election fallout events this week, Tea Party groups, more establishment groups, religious groups, and none of them are talking about the fact that this was a business operation. People with the same agenda, nothing greater than to elect Democrats. They were motivated by their homosexuality. When you talk about Tim Gill, Jared Polis, Ted Trimpa, that was what they were fighting for. But they came together to elect Democrats, and they funded it.
There's a more predatory angle to it as well. Stryker's stock is worth three times what it was when she sunk all her money into. Same thing with Jared Polis. You know, this is, and I've been saying this for years now, this is Roman style corruption, Roman level corruption. Polis has made millions of dollars off his government contracts
and Obamacare,
and the Clintons as well. So you know, these people, these Democrats, these leftists, you know, they change the country socially, they corrupt the government financially and morally, and they win on from every angle, and Republicans just don't get it. You know, they're hypersensitive to accusations of look at what they're already the House Democrats are already threatening to investigate Trump for emoluments violations. You know, and they fall for it every time. And Trump is the only one that will stand up and fight against it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you're going to hear from people throughout the next weeks and the next 2 years that we, you know, people need to distance themselves from Trump and stay away from those social issues and temper your message. This was a machine that took us down, and it started 14 years ago. Jared Polis was at a baseball spring training early in the Rockies' history when Governor Bill Owens was there as well, and they were both hitting balls and doing all kinds of things. That's how long this idea has taken to foment and come to fruition, and it was executed brilliantly. And that's what we've got to work on, is how we take that down and push back and do the same thing, not temper our ideas. That's certainly not what the Democrats have done. Rick, thank you so much. We're getting close to the break, but I appreciate the call. Good insights this morning. All right, thanks for listening to the show. All right, Chuck in Tulsa, man, if you can sit tight, I don't want to cut you short, and we've only got about 30 seconds. So I'll take you first out of the break, and then we'll bring on Ted Harvey from the Committee to Defend the President. He was in the state legislature when the Democrats took it over by executing the early stages of the blueprint. We'll talk about it all when we come back. I'll close out this hour with the text. It's a shame you weren't involved in helping guide and mentor Stapleton. Seriously, your opening statement was brilliant. I'm not being sarcastic. You needed lots and lots of comments and attitudes like yours. Right. You could have inspired people. This is a battle. Don't worry about what the people on the other side say about you. Oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you know what he was trying to do there. That was awful. Get people talking. Get people energized. And then spell out your vision. Because conservative values, conservative ideas, they help everybody. Gay, straight, black, white, man, woman, doesn't matter. It's all how you sell it. And then the thing that we got to do, and the Republican Party, forget about it. We have got to set up these organizations and these structures. The Democrats have laid it out for us. They come on this station and talk about it. They're not even afraid of us anymore, and they shouldn't be. So we'll carry it on when we come back. Chuck, if you can sit tight, you're first out. 303-696-1971. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.